now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
I'm Mike Pearsall. Authorities are warning not to be complacent about the bushfire crisis just because conditions are cooler and wetter. People in the bushfire zones in Victoria are taking the opportunity to get back to their homes, while airlifts from isolated towns are also continuing with smoke permits. But with hot and windy weather predicted again for later in the week, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is warning people to be on guard.
It's raining in Melbourne. It's raining lightly in some parts of regional Victoria. No one can be complacent. We've got big fire danger coming our way toward the end of this week with hot weather. Everyone has a part to play.
Meantime, owners of the Selwyn Snow Resort in New South Wales say they're committed to rebuilding after a bushfire all but destroyed the popular ski area. The blaze ripped through the resort on Saturday. The Blyton Group's Andrew Dunkley says National Park staff have been into the area to assess the extensive damage.
Building-wise, there's nothing left. As far as the buildings go, the lifting infrastructure and the snowmaking infrastructure we're not sure on yet. We haven't had any reports on that. Hopefully over the next day or so we'll be able to get in there and have a look at that. But yeah, from all reports, the buildings they've all gone.
Many coastal communities in WA's Kimberley are preparing for the arrival of Tropical Cyclone Blake. There's no immediate danger, but people need to prepare for dangerous weather and keep up to date. It may cross the coast in the vicinity of Wallal Downs late tomorrow or early Wednesday. Banks are being slammed for failing to pass on interest rate cuts to credit card customers. The average credit card interest rate has dropped from 17.06% to 17.05% in the past year. There have been three cuts to the official cash rate in that time. House Economics Committee Chairman Tim Wilson says people should shop around, keeping the industry competitive.
But you also need to make sure that it's competitive, because ultimately the consumer is in the best place to hold banks to account. But the government should come along, as we're doing, and scrutinising as well, because the power imbalance between individuals and banks is obviously extraordinary.
Just over 20 Harris Scarf stores will close across the country over the next 4 weeks. The company was placed into receivership last month and has confirmed about 88 full-time positions will be lost. In other news, reported dingo encounters on Queensland's Fraser Island have increased in the past 2 years, but the number of high-risk incidents have fallen, and the final instalment of Disney's Star Wars trilogy has dominated the US box office for the third straight weekend. In the cricket, Australia has just claimed victory over New Zealand in the New Year's Test at the SCG, winning by 279 runs just at the end of day four. It secures a 3-0 series victory over the Black Caps. Newcastle coach Ernie Merrick will leave the A-League side effective immediately following the side's 4-0 loss to Melbourne Victory. He's been sacked, with the side sitting at the bottom of the ladder. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs have confirmed the signing of Gold Coast forward Jai Arrow on a 4-year deal. He'll join the Rabbitohs from 2021. That's the latest news and sport.
This is the first hour.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good afternoon, everybody. Looking at the weather, it's currently in the Hills Shire area. It's 22.5 degrees. Thank goodness, a lot cooler than Saturday. Looking for the rest of the week, mostly sunny tomorrow, 19 to 32. 20 to 28 and hazy on Wednesday, 19 to 26 and hazy on Thursday, 18 to 35, mostly sunny on Friday, mostly sunny, 19 to 27 on Saturday, and Sunday, cloudy, 18 to 26. Now, earlier in the day, we were supposed to get rain through the week in Sydney. They have had a bit down the south coast, round Ulladulla, but looks like back to the buckets of water for the gardens, ladies and gentlemen. That's no good at all.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Sydenham Railway Road at Prince's Highway, there's a car breakdown. Watch out for that. North Manly Condamine Street at Kentwell Road, traffic lights are blacked out. There's a power failure there. Traffic is affected in all directions. And that's about all I can see for the moment. If there's something that you know about that we don't know about, give us a call, 96863888, 96863888.
I don't know, I'm not really here.
Aren't you? But you were. Hang on, I'll have a look.
with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on your community station, Alive 90.5.
Since you've heard that one, In Excess and Doctor from their first self-titled album released in 1980. January 2020, Christmas is over. Dear, oh dear, 6th of January it is already. My name's John Robb, and this is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord right through until 9 p.m. this evening. And terrible what's been going on with the fires, so we'll try and cheer you up a bit. But I don't know, there's a lot of devastation and stressed out people and firefighters and everything else. So we'll just try and have a good time tonight. Lord Pig, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very good indeed.
That's good. It is very sad. I felt particularly upset by the Kangaroo Island fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, apart from the two people that passed away in the building and blah, 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 but they reckon it's taken out half of the koala population down there.
Yeah.
Which is, goodness me.
Where's Kangaroo Island?
South Australia, not too far from Adelaide.
So how did it start on an island?
That maybe, I don't know, maybe a lightning strike, I'm not sure.
All right.
It's not like hundreds of kilometres away, as far as I know.
Mm.
So maybe it was an ember fall, but, John, I don't know.
Yeah, well, everything's so dry, even round here.
Oh, it's shockingly dry. We got about, I think we got 12 drops of rain at the caravan park last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, what about you?
Nothing.
Yeah. It was quite weird. It sounded on top of the caravan like it was really going to thunder, but then it...
Fizzled out.
Ran out, yeah.
Yes, and as I said just before, they said we're going to have rain here this afternoon and tomorrow, but now it says nothing. So I don't know. But to keep us in line is the supervisor. She's here this evening. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Did you keep him in line during the Christmas break? Or
Impossible task.
Yeah. I always give you impossible tasks. I'm sorry about that. But you do pretty well.
Thank you.
So you've rounded up a few listeners tonight, have you?
The boys from Mudbank are...
Mudbank.
That's where I went to school in 1979, I think it was.
I thought you went to Concord or something.
Two different. I was in two different universes at the same time.
Oh, how silly of me.
Yeah.
I should have known that.
You should have.
And both schools have been shut down after we left.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Nothing left.
No.
Mm. Oh, but that's good. We always welcome new listeners. And to our regular faithful listeners, welcome to you too. Happy New Year to everybody.
Elizabeth and Kev and Kundalini and
Ruta.
And Ruta from Punchbowl. We've also got the Swoggler from Orange.
The Swoggler.
May well be listening tonight.
Okay, well.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I won't ask what a Swoggler is.
Well, actually, that's unknown.
Unknown, is it?
Yeah.
Well, we're here tonight and then we're off for, what, 3 Mondays? Is that right, Supervisor?
Correct.
3 Mondays. So we're having a little break. So hope you can join us in 4 Mondays' time. But we'll let you know via our Rock and Roll Supporters Board Facebook page.
That's correct.
We are back on the 3rd of February.
3rd of February. There we go.
Now, just worth mentioning, we've used your password to log on to Facebook here at the station. So any of the Mudbank blokes, if you send me a message to my Facebook, it won't come up on the screen here in the station.
No, you have to find Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook
page. I've told them all that. It's Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, B-O-R-D.
They're not all as thick as you, are they?
No.
No, they actually went to school.
Yeah.
I just went there to torture the teachers, mostly.
Yes, I've heard about this. Mm. Tell me... friends of Lord Pig, did he repeat himself at school like he does here?
Oh, wow.
That's obvious answer.
That's really unkind.
I know.
Yeah, funny though.
All the regular segments tonight, including in the first hour, Under the Covers. Well, it's a very well-known performer. He's now passed away, but he did a lot of covers in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that I didn't know that he'd performed. It's Joe Cocker, and I don't have his album with a little help from my friends, but he did a version of Just Like a Woman, the Bob Dylan track.
Ooh.
And I'd never heard it before until the week.
Okay.
That's how out of touch I am sometimes. So we'll play that tonight.
He did some very, very good covers, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I also have a bit of stuff we haven't heard for a while. The Wonder Stuff, some Metallica.
Hmm.
The Bombers, The Police, Elvis Costello.
Oh, man. Sounds like a good show. I've got, as requests,
yes.
I've got, we had a request for Polk Salad Annie, which we will play when we get back, because I haven't got it here at the studio, and a couple of other requests, which I have not got at the studio.
I have the Iggy Pop, but that'll be when we get back.
Yeah, when we get back.
It's at home, because we play a lot of... vinyl files here.
That's right.
Not cyberspace files.
Yeah, I think we're probably the last, certainly in Australia, I don't know about worldwide, I think there's a few in America still, but in Australia, I think we might be the last radio show doing actual vinyl, John.
Yeah, I know.
I think.
They're trying hard to push us out, but...
Yeah, they can try.
We've got them bolted to the desk.
Good luck.
That's the turntables, that is, not the records. So Iggy Pop when we get back, but...
And we're going to do some Thin Lizzy and some Pink Floyd tonight, both requests.
Okay.
Oh, and the supervisor asked for Thunderstruck from the 1990 album The Razor's Edge.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll
throw that in.
We better get on with it then, haven't we?
Better get into it, eh? Dodgy Song?
Yes, I was going to say second hour, Dodgy Song.
Now, this is by Madame St. Onger.
Well, that's dodgy to start with.
And it's a French version. As far as I can work out, it's a French version of Help by the Beatles.
Oh, Madame St. Onger.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, we'll have a listen. That's in the second hour, folks. We'll have Lord Pig's Pig Thought.
Oh, yeah.
A movie review. He reviews a movie every week. Nothing new. It's all old stuff.
All old stuff. Tonight's is a black and white, as per usual.
And it's on our Facebook page.
Yes, if you have a look at the Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, you will be able to see the movie. Yeah, they're all YouTube movies, so you just click on them. You don't need any special tools or anything.
The only special tool around here is you.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a pillow and blanket.
Oh, that's a bit... What's wrong with the movie?
The wrestler's done her good. I like this.
Oh, all right, okay. Well, that's it. It's on, is it?
In concert. In concert. I have Slade this evening. What do you have?
Where
what
are
do you
my
have
two
in concert?
Songs? I've got. How's this?
Oh, Graham
Parker and the Rumour.
And Fleetwood
and
Mac.
Some Fleetwood Mac, Jono.
Oh, look, that's just the best, Lord.
Did I mention the movie's called The Terror from the Year 5000 and the movie's actually about the supervisor?
No, you didn't mention that.
Oh, well, yeah.
So if you want to like our Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, we'd love to have some more likes, but we're particularly chuffed we have some more listeners. So,
yep.
All right. And I'm just interested if you can drop us a note if you're listening on the radio or if you're streaming. I'd just like to know which method you use or if you're in the car.
Yeah.
Just drop us a line. All right, well, we better kick off, shall we? Oh,
why don't we do that?
Here's an old favourite.
What have we got, Jono?
We've got a Boom Crash Opera.
Boom to kick Crash off. Opera.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's not Onion Skin.
It's Get Out of the House.
Oh, you Get Out of the House.
Okay, I'm glad to.
All right, done.
19 after 6. Smorgasbord.
Today I tried to climb the walls, but tonight I'm on the town. I used to hang from off the ceilings, but tonight I'm getting down. I'm getting down. My longings got much longer than the pole. I had to walk right out the door. The streets are wet and shiny in the rain. Get out of the house. I tried to keep it in, but now feelings and cup them in my hand. Yeah. I roll them up into a ball and cast them out across the whole land. You fall into the forest and you pull yourself right out. I'm plowing up and down the city streets.
Live 90.5.
and roll smorgasbord. Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Yeah, the rock and roll smorgasbord where you never know what to expect. From Akadaka to Freddie Fender.
Freddie Fender.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
That's, I have not heard that song for so long.
1975.
Gee, I would have said it was older than that. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the song is older, but that he released that in 1975.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
Sounds like something from the 60s, doesn't it?
Yes. It is a 60s sort of song.
Yeah.
Akadaka before that and Thunderstruck. The Police, when the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around.
That's right.
From 1980. They had some funny album names, didn't they? Zenyatta Mondatta.
Mondatta.
Makes no sense at all, just like Lord Pig.
Thanks.
Elvis Costello, Lip Service, from the album This Year's Model. That's a great album.
You know what? I had a car a long, long time ago, and
you
had to have Lip Service on that.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, you'd go in and you'd say, can you do the oil, can you do the brakes, can you check the handbrake, all that sort of hoo-ha. And they'd say, what about a Lip Service? And you'd say, well, how much is that? You know, it was like $12.50. That was a lot of money in those days.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, well, better than a full service, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Same effect, but not the same charge.
But yeah. Same thing, only different.
And Boom Crash Opera, Get Out of the House.
Or Get Out of the Studio.
Yes.
Or if you're a New Zealand cricketer.
had a message from Ruta from... She wasn't Punchbowl. She's at King's Grove
now.
Is it
the same person?
Yeah, she moved. Yeah. She gave the thumbs up for Tony Joe White and
Poke Salad Annie.
Except
yeah.
she called it Poke Salad Annie. But
yeah, no, it's
but
Polk.
It's Polk.
Yeah,
but it might be just a typo.
The Mudbank who requested it, he said, He definitely wants the Tony Joe White version, not the Elvis version. I'd concur with that.
What Elvis version? Elvis who?
Elvis
Presley.
Presley, yeah.
Did he do a
He did a version. I think he made Tony Joe White a lot of money.
What, did Elvis do it after Tony Joe?
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, it was actually written by Tony Joe White.
Well, I know that.
Well, he had to do it after, didn't he?
Well, he could have did it before he recorded it.
Oh, jumped in the time machine.
Yeah.
That's what tonight's movie's about.
Come on, mate. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can't wait to hear about that.
No, it's not good.
This is Alive 90.5, Smorgasbord, John, Rob, Lord Big and the Supervisor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. InsightIntelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Chambers Cellars Winston Hills, proudly independent cellars, has a wide selection of wines from Australia's unique wine regions, as well as local and international beers and spirits. Pop in and meet Mark and the team, who will give you the best advice at the right price. Open 7 days a week, Chambers Cellars, your local cellars for all your entertaining needs and for relaxation. Chambers Cellars, station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Undercover, all I say. Undercover, I'm a name. Undercover, I'm a name.
The segment where we play a cover version of a hit song. Joe Cocker had a lot of hits, and he did a lot of covers too, like With a Little Help from My Friends. Hitchcock Railway, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window.
That's not easy to do, you know, when you're a big woman.
No.
It's a small bathroom window, not that I've ever been a woman, but if you're a big woman and you've got a small bathroom window, very difficult to clamber through, very hard.
I've seen you as a woman, don't you remember?
Oh, that was just a dress.
Excuse me. A large man when you go through a small window, either.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for picking us up on that.
And Darling Be Home Soon was another one. Actually, the Slade track we're playing later in concert is that song, Darling Be Home Soon. But one that I wasn't aware that, you know, other people may be well aware of this, but I never knew this. He does a version of Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman, and it's not bad. So we'll have a listen.
Let's have a crack.
To Joe Cocker.
All right.
Performing Bob Dylan.
Tonight is a stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that we've got new clothes. Lately I've seen her ribbons at a bows and the problem from a girl that she takes just to ride.
woman, and she makes love just like a woman. Oh, and she aches just like a woman. Oh, but she dresses up like a hidden girl. My friend, I believe I'll go and see her again. Ain't no one has to guess that baby can be blessed. Tennessee finds out she's like all the rest, with a hope, her amphetamines and the pearls. Well, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman. Oh, and she aches just like a woman. Yeah, but she breaks up like a little girl. It was a ringing sound at first. Oh, I was dying there at first. So I came in here, yeah. Oh, your long time curse, and it hurts, and what is worse is the pain in here. Oh, I can't stand it, I declare. Oh, I must admit, I believe that's time for us to quit. And when we meet again and introduce as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Well, you take just like a woman. Oh, and you make love to me just like a woman. Say that you fare just like a woman. Well, but you break up like a little girl. Breaking like a girl. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Hope you just act like a little girl. Even I don't know what I'm gonna do with you. Hey, my little girl.
Ooh. Oh my God! Not another Deep Purple track!
I'm Murt Hughes, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord.
waiting on you.
From 1961, Johnny O'Keefe, I'm counting on you.
That's correct. And he was a mathematician.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's counting on you. I see. I get it, Lord. Before that, we had Devo and I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which could have been a contender for Under the Covers.
Under the Covers, yes.
Deep Purple before that, Never Before.
You know, John, I have had that song in my head all week.
I'd say since 1972.
Yeah, there or thereabouts. That was off the 25th anniversary Machine Head.
Was
Did
it?
Did you notice there was a couple of little differences at the beginning?
At the beginning.
You'd have to be a mad duper, or mad anyway, to notice that.
Well, I did notice.
Oh, thanks.
What's it say? I said I did notice.
Oh, you did?
I'm mad.
You're a Mad Dirt Purple fan.
Yes.
Just like everybody else who's listening.
Yes. And Joe Cocker with his Just Like a Woman.
Gee, that's a good version.
You like it?
I do, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Joe Cocker hardly did anything that was rubbish.
Well, that's
true. You know, really, he did some great stuff. Is he still kicking or not?
No, he's passed on. Yeah. Another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Most parents agree that junior sport is about kids getting exercise and having fun at the same time. But for some kids, that fun becomes a nightmare when they are put under constant pressure by parents and spectators. Yelling out instructions from the sidelines or banging on about what you think they did wrong can turn kids away from sport for good. I'm Caitlin Thwaites from the Australian Diamonds and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
That's funny, Lord.
Thanks,
did you say that there was some ocean ash falling outside?
Yeah, ocean ash.
Oh.
Some people, like, I think in the last century they used to call it rain.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it's ocean ash is the correct terminology.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, it's saying now on the weather 80% rain tonight and 60% tomorrow. So it doesn't change us from minute to minute.
Yeah.
So.
Let's hope it actually rains, though, like enough to...
Yes.